teams from the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, the city, and Floating Island Southeast, the company from Raleigh that makes the gardens, anchored them in Young's Pond.
These are made of recycled plastic water bottles and beverage containers, so as a result, they float.
Ann Jersick is the foundation's Virginia Outreach and Advocacy Manager.
They have holes in them that are 6 inches deep or so that are drilled into the matrix, and we put 2-inch plugs, plants, into those holes, and the roots from those plants will go down into the water, in this case the pond at Bryan Park, and they'll absorb the nutrients out of the water.
The quality of that water matters to the health of the bay.
Young's Pond, where we installed the wetland, flows into Upham Brook, which then flows in the Chickahominy River and into the James and ultimately in the Chesapeake Bay.
The Bryan Park installation, Jersick added, is also intended to be an example.
People that have, or for homeowners associations, for instance, that might have stormwater pond, and they've got a lot of excess algae as a result of fertilizer that might run off from people's lawns into that stormwater pond, or flooding wetland is a good idea because it'll absorb some of that excess nutrients and help keep the algae down.
This is not the first floating wetland project in Richmond.
We installed one at Lewis Skinner Botanical Gardens early in the spring. When we went back and checked on that floating island later in the year, in the summer, it was in full bloom.
It was, Jersick said, alive with hummingbirds due to the type of plants that were installed.
You can't imagine that recycled bottles are going to be turned into something that's beautiful and good for the bay, but the floating wetlands absolutely are.
Today, 100 trees are being planted in Bryan Park to create a pollution buffer to trap and absorb runoff from a parking lot. John Ogle, WCVE News.